RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, from the NCF to now the PC. And no, folks, that is not politically correct. We don't subscribe to that stuff around here. For us, it means personal connection, and that's what's on tap for these next 10 minutes. And we're sponsored by HelixSleep.com/Carrie.
How big is your tax refund this year? Well, it's the perfect time of year to invest that refund. Enjoy it night after night and year round. And you can do that with the spring savings sale. It's happening with our friends at Helix right now. You're going to save 20% site wide.
You know, with all the spring allergens that are out there, God knows that's going on for Mary and me this week. We all need our sleep more than ever. And a new Helix, well, it's going to give you just that. We all deal with sleep issues, be it night sweats, back pains, motion issues, and other things that go on for us. It's why we're so high on HelixSleep.com/Carrie. They're the most awarded mattress brand out there. And they make buying a mattress easy by delivering top quality luxury that's affordable. It's worth every penny. Save 20%, as Mary said, at HelixSleep.com/Carrie or connect at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, there's a 2024 National Geographic documentary that caught our attention. It tells the story of a Canadian family's travels with their four children. It's called Blink, Don't Lose Sight of What Matters. Let's find out what that means for today's personal connection and welcome husband and wife, Edith LeMay and Sebastian Pelletier to the show.
Hello, Sebastian. Hello, Edith. Nice having you part of America's number one travel radio show.
Hi. Hello. We're glad to be there.
Thank you very much. Glad to have you aboard with us this morning. Edith, I'm going to begin with you. I know you and Sebastian, you're the parents of four children. You embarked on a year and a half journey around the world. I want you to share with our listeners tuned in around the country, I mean, what prompted this family trip? Because in some ways, there was a sense of urgency around it, wasn't there?
Yes, because three of our kids have been diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, which means they're slowly going blind. So, and there's nothing we can do about it. So we decided that what we could do is to show them the beauty of the world.
And you chose to do this with a journey rather than showing them pictures in magazines and books, right?
Exactly.
Sebastian, this trip was indeed a journey. Really, it was rather epic. And you took your family to some exotic destinations that many families never even get to. Did you take cues from your children and ask them and involve them what they wanted to see and experience as you were planning?
Yes, definitely. It's with young children, it's always a challenge to ask about which countries you want to go see. So the way we went about it is really say, what experiences do you want to live? And we did a bucket list of different adventures, and we pretty much built our itinerary around, you know, what we wanted to accomplish for the children.
Did they all agree, or you had to go through the family group decision-making process?
Well, there were so many items on it, we weren't able to do all of them, but there's really, like, simple things like eating ice cream, but there was crazy things like Laurent, who said, I want to drink juice on a camel, so.
There's one.
Did you do that? Did you do that?
We actually did it. Yes, we did it in Mongolia. It was incredible. And, all the other kids were all excited about getting the juice, and they were asking, you know, will we get it? You know, are you sure you have it with you and everything? And when Laurent realized it, it was the whole family was happy about it, and not just Laurent.
Yeah, this is a very powerful story. You two are really very amazing story. So Edith and Sebastian, you are in our personal connection segment today where I think your story fits perfectly. It's all about travel as transformative, challenges that can arise, the resilience that it can give you. I am really curious. I'll start with you, Edith. What surprised you most on this journey about your children, not necessarily as travelers, but really as people?
How easy it is for them to connect with other people. It was amazing to see them in any country just going out with their soccer ball, and within 10 seconds they were able to play with a bunch of kids, even if they didn't speak the same language, very different culture. That was really amazing to see, and it was a great lesson for us.
And Sebastian, same question.
As adults, we're always looking forward to the future and planning and things like that. And the kids really bring you back down to earth and saying, you know what? It's today. Let's enjoy the moment. And that's one thing that we had to actually stop and realize is that, you know, we're in this and let's live the present moment. Kids are really good at it, and that really brought us back and was, we were able to do most of it looking at it that way.
And how many countries?
We did 15 countries.
15 countries. Okay, wow.
You know, I'm sitting here, Mary, where we get the benefit of seeing each other here in the studio while you're on the show hotline with us. But, you know, as I listen to this conversation, I love that you worked as a team and as a family unit, because that's the way it should be. I mean, Mary and I, you know, we have two sons. I mean, we've always worked as a family unit. It's an important dynamic in our relationship, not only with them, but just as our family. It's inspiring for others to hear, certainly, as it turned a life-changing diagnosis that you've talked about that you can't change into something so real and purposeful, I guess is the best way I can put it. Any special highlights that, you know, you'd like to share with us and with the listeners that are out there? Sebastian, we'll go with you first.
Well, the highlight is yes, we worked as a team, and that's how we were able to get through it together and bond as a family. And I think, you know, the biggest highlights we had is, yes, we left on a trip to show the beauties of the world, but we came back with human experiences, meeting people, in different countries. That was really the true richness of our trip, and that's what we're bringing back as much as our family bond. So it's really something that, you know, you can't plan, and once you do it, you remember it forever.
Edith, what do you say?
What I think it's interesting is that when you ask the kids, everybody has different highlights from the trip. If you ask me, Nepal was my biggest highlight. If you ask me, it was seeing all the animals in Tanzania. And Leo really loves hot air balloon in Cappadocia, so in Turkey. So each member of the family, some of them, like, we love together, but each of them have different highlights. And sometimes it's changed over time. If you ask them one day, they remember this moment very well. And another day, they give you a total different answer.
You know,
so many.
Last hour on the show, we just gave the results of our latest travel polls. And I'm curious, who in your family was the one who had this idea? Sebastian, was it you? Edith, was it you? Did you come to it together? Where did the idea for this trip come from?
We've always traveled before. Even when we first had kids, with Mia and Leo, we traveled. So for us, when Edith came back at home and said, you know, what the specialist told us is we could fill our visual memory and showing pictures, in books of giraffes and animals. And, you know, we looked at each other and said, well, we're not just going to show them in books. We're just definitely going to see them, you know, go see them in real life. And that was really the start of it. It's let's do a safari, and you know, everything else went from there.
Decision.
But that was the original idea.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah, you know, you could have, you've given your children such a collection of tangible memories, certainly that will maintain in their sense of visual, even though, you know, I'm sorry to hear they are losing their sight, but it's such a gift that you've given them and yourselves as a family. You could have gone in such a different direction, Sebastian. Like you just said, you could have just listened to the doctors and just done this through magazines. Edith, any thoughts on that? It must have been a little, was it a little intimidating to even think about embarking on something like this?
No, I think it was just, for us, it was an evidence. It was nothing else. We need to figure out the money, the time, the job, and everything. Mm-hmm. But all those problems were so little because it was so important to do it. So for us, it was no question. We have to do it, and we're going to figure how to do it.
Well, you're going to do it. So in a few words, we've got less than a minute with you right now. But, you know, what do you hope that people get or take away from your family's story that they're hearing today? Edith?
Well, just look at the solution. You know, when you have big problems in your life, if you focus on the problem, it makes you miserable. Focus on what's good in your life, and find a solution. Focus on what's good and make the best out of it.
Mm-hmm. Sebastian, we'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I think one word that we need to take away is resilience. Kids are so resilient. They're going to surprise you at every turn. That's really incredible. You know, they were resilient during the trip. They're resilient in their life. I'm impressed, you know, at the kids, and you have to give them credit. You know, they live one day at a time, and and they're incredible human beings.
Yeah, we could all learn from that.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Kim. Well, folks, listen, as you're listening to this, I want to let you know the Nat Geo film Blink can be found on multiple streaming services. It's an inspiring film and story, folks, so go check it out. Nice connecting with you both today, Sebastian and Edith. Our best to you and your family. God bless all of you, and thanks for being part of our national broadcast.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Our best to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. Listen, touching story.
What a powerful story.
I love Look to the Solutions.
Yes.
Love it right now.
Yeah.
All right. And again, that Nat Geo film, folks, Blink. So check it out and let us know if you do that, okay? As we prepare to hand off right now to Bobby for this bottom of the hour break, the Museum Gallery is still ahead this hour. But next, it's Rudy and the Right Stuff.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.